So here, Tuesday morning on Operation Wake Up, we have a special guest with us, DSU Vice President Education Rob Lefort, who is running again in the elections from March 11th to March 21st, the electoral campaign, and then voting takes place on the 22nd to the 24th. And good morning, Rob Lefort. Welcome to the show.
Morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out. I can't believe this may be your first time on, and we've already been in the office for a year. So
it's yeah, high, I think so.
It's high time that we have you on the show. What program are you in?
I'm in my fourth year of political science.
And are you liking it?
I love it.
What do you foresee are going to be some of the issues coming up for the Office of Vice President Education this year?
It's really great that you asked that, because I think that a lot of times when we're doing the election campaigns, people think of election issues, but not necessarily actual issues for the office over the next year. So we talk about different things during the election than are actually the things that come up within the office. The biggest thing, the absolute most defining thing of the next year is going to be the Memorandum of Understanding, because the Memorandum of Understanding with the province and the university administrations runs out this year, or in 2011, so by the end of that term. And we know that there are going to be student seats on that negotiating panel. So that's something that the Alliance of Nova Scotia Student Associations is going to be highly involved in, and as Vice President of Education, you do sit on the board of the Alliance of Nova Scotia Student Associations. So that's absolutely going to be critical. Other things that are coming down from on high seem to be Navitas, the discussion around a for-profit education for international students that recruits people from many countries around the world and expands your capacity to bring in international students, but would also set up a campus for them on Dallas campus that would run programs for them to get back to or get up to the standards that it requires to be admitted to Dow. So there are tremendous amounts of backlash coming back from the faculty on that. The student union has already said from our academic and external committee that now is not the time for Navitas, and that's going to be something that the Vice President of Education is going to be a big part of.
Absolutely. I remember seeing the Navitas people come and give a presentation at the council meeting. So it will be interesting to see how that plays out. I know there is some questions about that and some concerns, not only from faculty, but from students. And maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. You were just recently in Ottawa doing lobbying with CASA, but here in Nova Scotia, there's also another body of students, a national representational body, the Canadian Federation of Students, and CFS Nova Scotia, a local branch, which also does advocating for student issues at the national, provincial level. And one of their big focuses is tuition. And sometimes in debates, people say, you know, which one, you know, people have sort of political stripes or are on one side of the issue. I guess my question is, why is the DSU with CASA? What does that mean? And what are the alternatives, I guess?
Okay. Well, in 1995, there was a referendum at the DSU to join the Canadian Alliance of Student Associations. We've been with CASA ever since. And what I've seen this year is that the reason Dal remains with CASA and is very content with our membership in the organization is that the General Assembly, which is the students who come together at CASA, have demonstrated that we do have a lot of power to move that organization in the right direction, and that is the direction that students have chosen. So with our smaller membership, we are a much smaller organization than the CFS. We've passed motions at CASA to work with the CFS in the past, and we think that there are a lot of areas where the two groups overlap and have similar advocacy priorities, and we've extended that hand. And by being a part of a group that is able to work with many groups across the country, we know that we're having the most effective advocacy for our students because we're not limiting ourselves to who we talk to on issues.
Okay. Rob, I'm going to switch it up a bit and ask you some different type of questions from inside the actor's studio.
Excellent.
Yeah.
James
yeah, exactly. James. I'm not James Lipton, but here we go. What's your favorite word?
Onomatopoeia.
What's your least favorite word?
Spatula.
What turns you on?
Ooh. Good books.
What turns you off?
Reckless driving.
What sound or noise do you love?
A trumpet with a long mute.
What sound or noise do you hate?
I'm not a big thunder fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What job would you most like to attempt, other than your own?
I heard underwater welding is really dangerous, so I thought that might be an adventure.
My brother used to do that for a while.
Really?
Yeah. What job would you least like to do?
There's some bad ones out there. Let's say grounds crew at a carnival of some sort, like a fair. That wouldn't be good.
And if heaven exists, what would God say when you arrived at the pearly gates?
No, I'm not going to do the thing from SNL. I hope he'll say, thanks, Rob. That would be wonderful.